When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Haley's kind of freaking out. Hey, guys, I think I really blew it. I don't know what I can do or if I can save this.
Oh.
Last weekend, met my boyfriend's parents for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been dating for 6 months. It's kind of a big deal because he doesn't really bring girls around his family. They really only met one of his girlfriends in high school, so I was kind of feeling a lot of pressure, wanted everything to be perfect.
Okay.
Was going great. We were at dinner at a really nice restaurant. To take the edge off, I ordered a drink. It ended up being way bigger than I had anticipated, tastier than I had anticipated.
Uh-oh.
And, well, it ended up being maybe a little bit much because I ended up kind of sort of hammered.
Oh, no.
To make matters worse, my boyfriend ended up getting sauce from his ribs on my white dress, and I did not handle that well.
Oh, no.
I got mad at him. Stumbled to the bathroom where they later told me I was in there for 30 minutes.
No.
A waitress had brought soda water to help with the stain, and then I started feeling sick, and yeah, puked in the bathroom. It got on my dress. More soda water. Anyway, yeah, absolute disaster. My boyfriend was sweet in trying to say it wasn't as bad as I thought, but I could tell his parents' demeanor changed by the end of the night, and now I'm pretty sure they hate me. They must think I'm this witchy drunk who snaps at their son. The next day was pretty awkward around them, and even though I apologized, I still feel like they regret I'm dating their son.
Oh.
Is there anything else I should do to try to make up for my behavior or convince them I'm not normally like that?
I mean, I think I would first start by just apologizing.
Well,
hey,
yeah,
sorry, guys.
She did already. She did apologize.
Did I miss that?
Yes, but it's just she still could tell, like, the demeanor is a little different.
Oh, yeah. She did say she apologized.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, so should she apologize again in a bigger way?
I mean, maybe don't drink around them in the future.
Yeah, I feel like there's, I mean, sure, if you feel like you want to apologize again, like maybe before, well, I guess they've already left. But yeah. I would have said, like, again, at the end of when you're saying goodbye or whatever after the visit, I feel like, though, only time is going to prove that you're not that way all the time. If, you know, the next several times you see them, if it goes better.
Brittany texted us and said, I just need to know where that drink is so I can go get one myself.
Well, I will say, Cheddar's has some real big drinks. Real big, real tasty.
Bethany chimes in on text and says, hey, remember on the show Friends, Phoebe told her boyfriend's snooty parents about a hobo spitting in her mouth the first time she met them, and they ended up getting married. So there's hope. You're right. A sitcom.
I forgot about that. Yes, you can turn to sitcoms.
You're right.
Advice.
Yeah. Sitcoms, it worked out
it
on
worked
a sitcom,
out for
so
Phoebe.
Why wouldn't it work out in real life?
You could be just like Phoebe Buffay.
So, yeah, maybe, I think probably time is what everybody's going to say. Time to help kind of mend the fence there. But
I know, I feel the immediate, like what she's feeling, wanting to immediately fix it.
Yeah.
Like, I need to fix this now.
Yeah. But what I would like to also hear is, what about your disastrous first time meeting the parents?
Oh, yeah. Make her feel a little bit better. She's not the only one.
I mean, there was an entire movie series about that.
Yes. What was it called?
Meet the Parents.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Ben Stiller.
That's right.
Okay. What was that called?
What was that called again?
Okay.
Oh, Meet the Parents. Yeah, that's what that was.
502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story about that. We'll get to some of those coming up here in just a moment. It's Ben and Kelly, and group therapy got a message from Haley, and she basically just botched the first time she met her boyfriend of 6 months' parents. She got hammered, spilled some stuff on her dress, or he spilled some stuff on her dress.
Some rib sauce on her dress.
She
snapped
barfed
at him.
So
she, like, basically got mad at their son in front of them. And good.
Yeah. So look, I mean, we all just said it's going to take time. You apologized. Let's move on. Just make sure that they see the good side of you from the next few times they see you?
Yes, it's going to be just proving over the next several visits that you're not like that.
Right, Right, exactly. So I wanted to hear the awkward moments that you met your significant others or your partner's parents for the very first time. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show all the time with advice. Now, you've got a story, though, right?
I do have a story, and I have a take. Years ago, a long time ago, I was dating a girl about 3 or 4 months in, and we met her parents, and things were going great, like she was talking about, and I was taking her mother a glass of wine from the kitchen. Well, on the way to take her mom a glass of wine, I stepped on the cat, and then I spilled the wine on her mother.
Oh, no.
I mean, her hair all the way down. Oh, yeah, drenched her. Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
But that's an accident. She can't hold that against you.
Well,
no, but still, that was, you know, that didn't make it, you know.
Yeah, no,
I was going to say, it's an ex, so draw your own conclusion.
It wasn't because of that, but okay, yes, no.
It was the first time I was meeting, so that made the rest of the night a little bit awkward. But no, you guys are spot on. It's just going to take some time. Be around him a little more, 3 or 4 more times, act normal. Don't get intoxicated and everything will be fine. She's overthinking it. Just let it go. Plus, at the end of the day, what really matters is what her boyfriend thinks.
Yep.
Not what her parents think at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving.
Got a message from Olivia.
Oh, gosh.
When I met my now fiance's parents. So that's good.
That's good.
Things have progressed.
All right.
Was months into the relationship. At the time, I had an OnlyFans. And his mom was convinced I was a little loose.
Oh.
Shortly after she found my OnlyFans, found out that I was pregnant.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
Olivia then goes on and says she was not happy to get to know me. First time I met her, she came to my home, grabbed my belly, and goes, I barely know you, but I guess I will have to now.
Oh, my gosh.
We're fine now, but that definitely took some time to get better.
God.
Holy cow.
Wow, that was a lot. That was a lot of progression in a short amount of time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm glad it's working out. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm glad it's working out.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Wow.
Amy, you have a story?
Yeah. So the first time I went out to eat with my now mother-in-law and my grandmother-in-law, we literally were sitting at Cracker Barrel, and anytime I would say anything, they would just glare at me because they were mad that their daughter was dating me now.
Oh.
And so literally, she like left to go to the bathroom, and I was like trying to start a conversation like, hey, so the weather is good. And they stared at me and
didn't
say anything.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that is so awkward when it's just like you're trying to lighten the moment, the situation, and you're just met with nothing.
You're tossing the baseball. They are not catching it and tossing it back.
They weren't even like holding out their glove. It was all.
They weren't even holding out their glove. Is everything cool now?
Yeah. So,
all right.
Shortly after that, I was on Wheel of Fortune and won some money, and that was like a big deal. So then they like loved me, and now we
of
love
course.
Each other.
That's it. Yes.
All it took was, she's a Pat Sajak now.
they're like, oh, wait, hang on a second. Hang on. You're famous now? Oh, well,
wow.
I guess you're all right.
Okay.
You can solve puzzles. We love you.
We love you now. That's funny. Amy, thank you for the phone call.
I love them now, though.
That's funny. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, so maybe that's all Haley needs to do. Get herself on Wheel of Fortune.
Yes, get on Wheel of Fortune.
Win some prize money. Maybe
money.
Take him on a vacation.
Oh, things I guess have changed.
Well, all right. Guess you're not so bad.
I guess I can be convinced. Those are good stories. All right, well, hey, good luck, Haley. Thank you for reaching out to us. And keep us posted. That is Group Therapy.